Haynes Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson's last regular school board meeting was Tuesday night. At the meeting, the board approved an FY17 budget that draws about $290,000 from reserves. Carlson took the reins of the Haynes School District after an unexpected departure from former Superintendent Ginger Jewell. Carlson served as superintendent in Kluwak for a dozen years and then retired, but interim stints in Cordova and then Haynes took him out of retirement temporarily. Carlson has faced some challenges during his year in Haynes. He picked up where Jewell left off with a conceptual agreement to house Chilkat Valley Preschool in the Haynes School building. But after concerns about the financial costs and impacts to staff and students, the school board cast an emotional vote not to house the preschool. Carlson and all other Alaska superintendents dealt with repeated problems with the new Alaska standardized tests. Ultimately, the state canceled testing this year because of those failures. Finally, Carlson worked to put district policies in place that protect transgender students from discrimination. He supported a transgender high schooler competing in the state track competition in May. At Tuesday's meeting, Carlson thanked the school board and staff.
It's been a challenging year in some aspects, but a really, really good year, and I really do feel honored.
School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri also thanked Carlson for his leadership.
Getting us back on track and just the calm, steady, you know, hand on the rudder of our boat, so it's much appreciated.
Carlson is working this month with the new superintendent, Anthony Habra. Habra was most recently superintendent in Paw Paw, Michigan. He takes over July 1st. Although Carlson's last regular board meeting was this week, he will also be present for a non-retention hearing and a budget meeting later this month. The budget meeting will serve to make any final revisions to this year's spending plan. The budget for the upcoming school year was approved by the board Tuesday. The district anticipates a $420,000 drop in revenue. Much of that comes from an expected decrease in student enrollment of about 20 students. Carlson says they were able to trim spending in some areas to help make up for reduced revenue. A technology integration specialist job was cut, and the special education staff is being downsized through attrition. But that still leaves a $287,000 deficit. The plan is to draw that money from the district's funding reserve. That would drain the reserve to about $430,000. Carlson has said at past meetings that relying on the reserve is okay for now, but that money won't last forever.
I know I sound like a broken record, but if we would do that again in FY18, that would be the last year we could do that.
School leaders have talked about the possibility that the district might have to make more severe cuts to staff or programs in years to come. The board's next regular meeting is scheduled for August 1st. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.